like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Summer Marie.
And this is Movie Time.
It's movie time.
Open your mouth,
hey,
please. No baby teeth. You're so young.
No. That's a good one. They're all gone.
Called baby teeth.
Baby teeth.
What is it about baby teeth? You tell me to do a show on baby teeth?
I know this young girl, Mila.
Yeah.
She is terminally ill and she is driving her parents crazy because she has fallen in love with an older.
He's older. He's 23.
He's 23.
But she's only 16.
In the movie, yeah. And he's also a drug dealer.
How about that?
So,
every parent's dream.
Yeah. I also think this was the first movie that Ben Mendelsohn showered for. He's so good at being a scumbag.
He and Essie Davis.
So there's this sense of giving her every happiness she wants.
Yeah, yeah.
And the parents want to resist this bad influence in her life, but she's clearly so taken with him.
Yes.
And I think he's taken with her too, right?
He's just charming as heck. The dilemma of every parent is the horror of a person that you would never hook up your daughter with while you want to make her happy. And in this case, she's dying.
Yes.
So it's a very bad bind for them. And they invite him in. There are two intruders here. First, him,
right.
Moses.
Right.
And secondly, the cancer.
Yeah. And because she will run off with him and not take her meds, and he's homeless, essentially, they take him into their household. And it is complicated because on one hand, you think, oh, he's there for the drugs, which Ben Mendelsohn, as a psychiatrist,
he supplies him.
I sense that he cares about her, truly. And by the end, he's transformed.
Talk about meet and cute. He almost pushes her in front of a train. He doesn't.
You're like, oh no, it's a 20-second movie. The cancer didn't get her. The train did.
But she's taking with him right away. Anti-establishment enough. And she's got her uniform on for the girls' school.
Yeah.
You know, her life is very tight.
Right.
So she's just waiting for a liberator like him.
He's got a rat tail. And she says he smells. I mean, she says that within the first 5 minutes. But she falls in love with him anyway.
How about Eliza Scanlon as Mila?
Yeah.
Don't you think that this is one of the great performances of the year?
Some critics called it almost a cliched premise is well worn.
Oh, yeah. You know? A teenager dying.
Right.
This has been done before.
Right. But I think what makes this so unique is a character like Mila and Moses. It didn't feel cliche to me at all.
No. They didn't try to milk the sentiment out of it.
No.
In fact, she is, you know, as upbeat as a person could possibly be. At any time, much less you're dying.
Yeah.
And then you add Mendelsohn and Davis as the parents. The first time we really meet them, they're doing a quickie.
Yeah, they meet every Tuesday. He's eating a sandwich and they're going to have a quickie. They are just struggling to stay positive as well. And
sure.
They're doing what they can. I wanted to ask you what you made of the neighbor. That was one of the funny moments. Ben Mendelsohn's character's walking to work, and there's a neighbor across the street who is constantly yelling, Henry, Henry.
Yes.
He turns around and he says, my name's Henry. And she says, oh, that's my dog. I lost my dog.
Yes.
They have this moment that is like questionable. The wife is taking drugs to cope. And so they're all just struggling. Yeah.
As they're all out of sorts. They're all searching to make a certain balance in life that's not going to be.
Right.
Mendelsohn's character is drawn to this lady because I think she is somewhere out there, away from his little world.
First time you see her, it's them looking out the window at her. She's outside of there.
Yes, yes.
She represents something other, and it's a way for him to numb out or self-medicate.
This is a terrific movie to see, just to know that you can take some formula, this teenager dying formula has been well-worn, and make it really something new. So it's a beautiful little movie that people can see online.
Anytime.
Now, Summer Marie, but the deal here is,
we have to grade it. I'm going to give it an A-.
And I am exactly going to give it that.
Yes.
All right, let's stop this. We've already given our grade.
Oh, yeah.
I think we liked it.
We liked it.
Good choice.
You know. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.